Our geo quiz today asked you to name a beach in South Korea that hosts an annual mud festival. Reporter Jason Strother visited the seaside city of Boryeong just in time for the festival, and he has the answer to our quiz.
So I'm standing here on Daejeon Beach on South Korea's west coast. I'm surrounded by hundreds of Koreans and foreigners all covered in gray mud, but I'm going to try to not get too dirty myself.
The mud doesn't actually come from Daejeon Beach. It's dredged up from marshes an hour away and trucked to Boryeong, where it's put to some unique uses. There's a mud slide, a mud obstacle marathon, and this week, one lucky man will be named Mr. Mud. Under banners reading self-massage, there are several large mud-filled tubs where tourists apply the mud themselves, or have a close friend do it for them.
Oh, we really like putting mud on our body.
Yeah, it's really good.
And perhaps because you can consume beer or the local fire water, soju, on the beach in South Korea, the mud festival at times seems to resemble something like a big, dirty frat party. A co-ed group of mud lovers is practicing takedowns in a big puddle. Judith Glancy stumbles to her feet after getting body slammed.
How do you feel? You just got rolled around in the mud. How do you feel now? You're covered in mud and sand and really filthy.
I feel like I'm 8 years old again, playing with my brothers and sisters. You know, I feel like I'm home again.
And where was home exactly?
Turns out, Ontario, Canada. It's not only foreigners getting in on the action here. There are plenty of Koreans all caked up with mud too. The foreigners just seem to be a bit more boisterous about it. As for 42-year-old Pyeon Jun-tae, who grew up not far from Boryeong, the mud festival is a great occasion to bring his wife and two young children out to the beach. He says he's been plastering himself with mud since he was a kid and says it's good for his skin. Because of these alleged health benefits, mud has put Boryeong on the map. That's according to the city's tourism manager, Oh Moo-yun. Boryeong's mud is rich with magnesium, minerals, and bentonite clay, Oh says. If you compare it with mud from the Red Sea in Israel, it's just as good. Boryeong produces its own brand of mud-based cosmetics and promotes them abroad. Later this month, mud will be packed up and brought to China, where another mud festival will be held. Tourism manager Oh Moo-yun says there are also plans to put on their mud show in California someday. For The World, I'm Jason Strother at the Boryeong Mud Festival, South Korea.